This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What do I do when Islam feels too much? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Has that happened to you where you question, how am I going to connect with this deen? There's so many rules. There's so many guidelines. It's too much. There's no way I'm going to maintain consistency practicing the deen and connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a couple of things you want to keep in mind. Number one, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. We're human beings. There were even companions that came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and literally said to him, Ya Rasulullah, the rules of this religion feel too much. Give me some advice. Give me some direction. So here's a couple of things that will, insha'Allah ta'ala, make life easier for you. Number one, take the deen in dosages. Go little by little. Don't overwhelm yourself that, okay, I want to study a little bit of the Quran now. When I'm done, let me jump into another science of hadith. When I'm done, I'm going to go into the tafsir. Then I'm going to study fiqh. Try to do what the Prophet ﷺ told a famous companion, Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu. He told this companion, فَأَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Give everything that has a right, its right. So what that means is, give everything its time and place. So when you go to the grocery store, you've got to obviously be careful what you purchase, what you consume. You've got to monitor the money that you make, that make sure it's halal, the job that you have. You have so many components that work together for that moment. When you go to the store and you need to purchase something, focus on that moment. Focus that when you're at work, you're concentrating just on work. When you have some downtime, you rest or you study, you listen to a talk. Give everything its time and place. And as a matter of fact, that's what true wisdom in Islam is all about, is giving everything its time and its haqq. So remember that Islam is a way of life. It's not going anywhere. The most important thing is consistency. And take things one step at a time. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose 23 years to reveal the Quran to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Think about that. It's not 23 days, it's not 23 hours, it's not 23 months, 23 years. Why didn't Allah just give him the Quran all in one day? It's because Allah was teaching him and all of us that this deen, you have to take it gradually, but it has to be a lifelong commitment. You've got to really commit yourself, stay focused, and inshallah ta'ala, each and every time you do it, it'll become a whole lot easier and very fulfilling. Every day, the more you study the deen, the more you connect with this religion, the more you think about it, and you revolve all of your decisions around Islam, the more natural it becomes. And you start to find a sense of peace and contentment because you know you are in the most perfect system and way of life. That's very reassuring. And I hope and I pray that insha'Allah ta'ala, especially in the month of Ramadan, that we find that sweetness of the deen and that carries on for the rest of our lives, insha'Allah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.